We're back.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Sweet. Now let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Awesome episode for so many reasons, not least of which is the fact that Allison Williams, one of our favorite guests, is back. We also recorded this one on video as promised, but I haven't quite edited that video yet, so please enjoy this audio version for now, and we'll try to get the video up sometime next week. Enjoy!
If I were you, show with those really cool tunes that you come to know, they'll preserve your anonymity and give you advice. But they might not read your question if you seem too nice. You want to get with the girl, maybe flirt with the guy. Are you the life of the party or a little too shy? Send an email to the tour or the end of the race. If you need to send a text, I'll make it take Jake's place. Getting all up in the sick situation that you win, you know you gotta win. It seems that you're still the end. Are you a kid and codependent? Eminem is your friend, a man of sinner like she's dragging in the den. Toe dot to the butterfly tram stamp. Get onto the bus and give the merry man a hand then. Write in, cause I know you want to know what I would do if I were you. The podcast show. Amir Blumenfeld, Jay Kerwitz.
Wow, fun fact, that was actually written and created by Brett Fields, the guy that did last week's a cappella theme song.
No way, really?
Yeah.
What a talented gentleman. It's really weird to not introduce the guest like when it's a video.
Oh, wait.
Well, not necessarily to every, but this is a video right now.
Allison Williams.
Thanks.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm glad to be back.
This is exciting. Because Allison's here and we're also recording it. We're not going to put the video up
we're
right
teasing.
Away.
It's a bait and switch.
Yeah. Well, that's not what that means.
It can be if it's what I want it to mean.
That's
everything is what she wants it to mean. It's a classic bait and switch, actually.
All right. Let's get down to it. What is this show? This is If I Were You, the only math-based podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
And we're with Allison Williams today.
Thank you for having me.
We, like we said earlier, we are recording this. I'm going to put it on our YouTube channel maybe like in a couple days or a week after. So don't
classic
stop listening.
Bait and switch, dude.
Classic bait and switch.
Classic.
How does it work? We get emails from people in sticky situations and do our best to offer our advice. Sometimes it's just
no!
Us.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes Allison is with us. How many times have you done the show?
I think this is my third. I'm a three-peat.
Has anybody else done a Streeter?
Maybe Streeter.
I'll kill him.
Yeah. We should do an episode that's just you and Streeter.
Oh, shit. That's
your
cool.
Your fans would be really disappointed.
I don't think so. I think they'll be disappointed, but only because they'll realize how disposable we are.
No.
So we need a bunch of fake names because we're going to give these real emails.
Wave to the camera.
I will just, I was just making sure you could see me.
Yeah, that's true. Actually.
It's important in those moments.
I can always tell when the camera's off me because I feel like a sense of emptiness come over my and I'm like, whoa.
When we were having lunch earlier today, you're just like, no cameras on me. And I was like, yeah, sure, I guess not. And you're like, I feel emptiness.
I feel empty. Like, I'd love to be seen,
heard,
sighted,
you
seen,
think people
saw.
Should value your opinion.
Yeah, I like to be watched.
Yeah.
Appreciated. Even if I'm actually being hated, that's still fun because it's still because attention.
It's an emotion that you're eliciting from somebody.
I don't know. I guess that makes me unique.
I guess that makes me fine. Fine and healthy.
I guess that makes me normal, right?
It definitely doesn't make you smarter. Can I see your multiplication sample again?
I got 81.25 eventually.
He's in the right line of work, Amir.
So, names. Do we have any names?
Should we do Disney princesses?
Oh,
that's a really good idea.
Or Disney characters.
Let's do princesses.
I can supply all of them. Well, then we might have some boys.
What about Disney characters that are very obscure? Like, are you really into Disney? Will you be able to name characters?
I'm really into Disney. We'll see.
Okay. So let's start with...
How about half obscure?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Like more obscure than Jafar?
I was going to do all villains.
Were you going to do all villains?
I was going to do Ursula. That was my first one out of the
gate.
That's
not too obscure, though. She's like, she's on the box.
Or Flotsam and Jetsam?
That's, yes, that, exactly.
That's one I don't know.
Those are her electric eels.
Oh, what are they called?
Flotsam and Jetsam.
Okay, so which one is a boy?
They both are.
Of course.
Actually, they're androgynous, so whatever you want.
All right. Flotsam writes. Flotsam writes them. Recently, I gave a ride home to a friend of mine who happens to be of the opposite sex I have a minor romantic history with. When she left my car, she accidentally forgot her phone. I asked her if she wanted me to bring it to her, but she actually didn't want me to, and I said I can pick it up the next day. Now, being the fool that I am, this phone in my possession, I decided to look through some things, against my better judgment. It started with just a few pictures, etc., but soon I found myself looking through a conversation with an ex of mine. Rookie move, I know. Quickly, I had gone too far. I had seen some really hurtful shit directed my way in these messages. It seems that the two of them had been making fun of me in various ways and misinterpreting basically all of my actions for a good while now. The deeper I got, the more I realized they'd never kept anything a secret at all with me and told each other everything I'd ever said about either of them. A lot of it was pretty superficial and didn't really bother me too much, but here's the real kicker. I read that they had both been embarrassed to be with me because of my relatively thin body type. I know the biggest mistake here was looking at the phone in the first place, and for that I already realize I am a first-rate dumbass. But my problem now is that I can't say anything to either of them because they'll know I crossed the privacy line. But I also really don't want to have anything to do with either of these assholes anymore. What should I do? Come clean about what I did and give them both a metaphorical finger? Not say what I did, but still separate myself, or simply do nothing at all and act like nothing happened. Thanks, Flotsam.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
That's the saddest thing. Pretty hurtful.
What are the odds? What are the odds of being like, well, I'll just check their conversation, and it's all about him? For an egomaniac, that's the worst case scenario.
Terrible.
The odds of reading someone's phone and seeing something negative is 100%. Like, if you knew everything everybody was always thinking, it would kill you.
Yeah.
Like, what we present to each other is the happiest, nicest thoughts.
Yeah.
And what we hide from each other are nasty. Like, the shit I was talking to you about Jake earlier.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, if he read that,
you'd get arrested.
Yeah. Right.
What?
It would be illegal.
What'd you say about me?
Nothing.
It was a lot
about
hijacking a plane, actually. Plans,
what?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Plans, blueprints, and shit.
That would get you arrested. That doesn't
that
really
might
sound like
still
a...
get you arrested.
Yeah. In fact, I think I'm under arrest right now.
Saying it into a microphone.
I'm placing you under a citizen's arrest. You're on two forms of the record.
Calling security.
Yeah, I think it's such a dangerous game to know what people are thinking about you behind your back.
Right.
But this...
Especially an ex. Like, of course. You never want to see what your ex has to say
about
you.
So I want to make sure I understand this. He is it's a boy.
Yep.
He was in a car with a girl.
Yep.
Who is his current/past romantic interest.
Correct.
Who's close enough to text regularly with another one of his exes.
That's right.
My first piece of advice is to leave that dating pool.
Yeah. Oh. So you're saying once you
get out of that pool. Yeah, that's too many already.
So is that a general dating advice, is don't date anyone in the same sphere as a past girlfriend?
That's unavoidable. And everyone I know has broken that rule too much. I'd say, like, once it's three, it's just stop. Once three people have dated the
critical
same
mass.
Yeah.
Right.
There's too much information out there.
Interesting. Dated or so like If I date one girl, I can date one or two of her friends, but not three?
I don't know.
It kind of depends if you're doing it with your pure heart. If you're just trying to, like, just go from, like, fucking someone to fucking someone to fucking someone, like, they get, everybody sees that, and you probably won't be able to do it.
Right.
But then if you're, like...
Actually, and weirdly, somebody, that kind of works sometimes.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
Because girls are like, I'll tame him.
Oh.
So dumb. So
that's how I get laid all the time. It's the only way I have sex. It's crazy.
What is it?
Just, you know, being an asshole, being a slut, being like a little piece of shit. Girls are like, oh yeah, Jake's a piece of shit, but like I can fix it.
Oh, so girls like guys that have slept with a lot of girls?
I don't think it always works. And sometimes you can just be an actual skeez ball. I don't know.
I guess, well, here's the thing. Girls that do sleep with guys like guys that sleep with girls. Like, you're not going to get everyone, but you can get the girls that would sleep with you. You don't care about the girls that won't sleep with you.
I want to fuck them, too.
Right.
He wants all the girls, just everywhere.
He wants all of the ones that are girls.
Everyone.
But the ones that sleep with you are the ones that are turned on by the fact that you've slept with a lot of people.
Or that don't know that he slept with a lot of people.
Or that I hide that from.
Oh, so you can hide it from some people but make it known to other people.
Yeah.
So you selectively dismiss or amplify information.
Exactly.
If it'll help you out.
Well, sometimes you don't need to. If I'm like talking to someone and they're like, you probably hook up with a lot of people.
Yeah.
I would just be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know.
You play coy. Yeah, you like being coy. What was that?
I'm very, like, that's me blowing kisses across the room.
Oh, during an intimate conversation.
Yeah. So like, I don't know. Like,
that works.
Shit, I've never I've never done this on the podcast, but I'll divulge some of my flirting techniques.
Holy shit, Jake's flirting.
He will divulge some of his flirting techniques.
So, like, talk to me like we're meeting at a bar for the
first time.
Hey. Oh, my God.
You just be cringe.
So, right, wait a second.
Your kiss hit me in the eye.
It was too close range.
Point blank, blown kiss.
You're not even blowing it. You're just kissing your finger.
It looks like you hurt your mouth.
Yeah.
Or you have bad breath.
Yeah, it works, so I'm telling
okay,
you
guys. Okay, cool.
I'm really glad this is a video podcast now. We're doing a lot of visual stuff.
Sight gags. I've done three pratfalls. It's good.
You ran up the wall like in Singing in the Rain. It was incredible.
Okay, so for this kid, yeah, it's tough because you can't, and this is a very modern thing, but everyone snoops for the most part, as I understand. I am not a snooper, but I've been snooped on, and, you know, everyone inevitably finds what they're looking for, which is the biggest bummer.
Right.
Like, always they find what they're looking for, or they look until they find something incriminating. But then you have to figure out, is the crime you've found on their phone bad enough that it'll override the breach of privacy?
Well, this is that Donald Sterling shit.
Yes.
Well, this guy should look through his phone and see what he texted about his ex and if it was ever anything negative.
Well, this email is in his outbox.
Yes, that's true.
That's one right there. But, like, this is one of those things where it's like, oh, we found evidence, but you did it in an illegal way, so you can't present it to the court.
Right.
He can't be like, I learned what you did about me. Like, yeah, but you snooped through my phone,
right,
which is worse than that. So if he doesn't want to hang out with them, he can just sort of leave them be.
Also, I mean, he has a thin body type, so why does it even really matter? Exactly. What's the point?
Why are we talking about this?
Why are we trying to help him? He's svelte and in good shape. He's like, what, a piece of paper? He turns sideways and disappears.
Each other. I don't know. I'm embarrassed to be seen with him because he's so thin. He's a paper doll.
How thin is he? Thin are you? Send a picture of what you look like.
I was holding his hand, and he just a gentle breeze sort of flung him up towards the sky like a paper airplane. Actually, you did a lot of your math on his back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He's a Flat Stanley.
Yeah,
that's him.
His name is Flat Stanley.
His name is Flotsam.
Okay.
So what is the advice here?
Well, he gave us multiple choice. Right. I'll need to rehear those answers.
Oh, yeah. I don't like multiple choice one bit.
Yeah, it's never what he says. Come clean about what I did and give them both a metaphorical finger.
That's
just for your own satisfaction.
But
I would say
it.
Don't do
I think
that.
You should do it.
Not say what I did, but still separate myself.
Does he mean to finger them?
Yes. No. What? But with his middle finger.
With a metaphor.
I definitely want him to do it.
Wait, what's the second one?
Come clean and give them the metaphorical finger. Say what I did, but still separate myself. Or simply do nothing at all and act like nothing happened.
I would take this as an opportunity to be cooler. And to be like, just to correct any of the things you said, that a lot of what you've said has been misinterpreted. If it's been misinterpreted by two different people, that's a pattern. Yeah. So maybe take this as a chance to like try to fix some you of your social stuff.
It's a look in the mirror. This.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is a gift.
But if you can never, like, if he doesn't want to hang out with those people, like, if I found out you said really, really mean shit about me, yeah, I don't know, we're in a business relationship, too.
You just went that somewhere else.
So you were so real for a second.
We're like, in a business relationship. We have
this
a fucking
is business.
LLC.
Yeah, well, I just mean, like, if you said really hateful shit about me, I wouldn't just be like, fuck you, dude, I'm never going to talk to you again. Yeah. I'd be like, hey, let's find out where that came from. Let's work through it. We're trying to get each other rich. You
I wonder
know what
if
I mean?
Yeah, I wonder
that's what
if,
I care about
because it adversely affects your future financially. Yeah,
financially, and that's
but
it.
I wonder if there's a text message conversation that could possibly exist on my phone that you would read it and be so angry and hurt that you would quit everything.
I don't know.
So, for example, this is something I texted my daddy the other day.
Okay. Hi, daddy. I love you. How does that make you feel?
I'm so glad we have a better relationship than Jake has with his daddy.
I have a better relationship with Jake's dad than Jake does with his father.
Okay. I feel like I do, too, and I've never met him.
Yeah.
Everybody has a
no damage has been done.
Yeah. I'm sort of like the son your dad never had.
He does always
He definitely never
you
had
are.
You.
What was it? Isn't it Tuckett where he was like, where's a mirror, Jake? More people are recognizing a mirror.
Those are two separate thoughts, but yeah.
Yeah. He said both of those things.
Yeah, at the same time. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Nantucket, huh?
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Act. Sorry, we don't all get to have houses in New Jersey.
Well, yeah.
That's right.
It's fancy.
The greatest state of all.
It is. I love it.
So do we.
Wait. Oh, yeah, we love every state. This is
because you tour in most states.
Yes.
Yeah, we also love
Jersey's a big market, so...
Everything you do is
the lots turnpike. Of laughs in New Jersey.
It's a financial decision.
I care so much about money.
We also love Australia and England.
Melbourne, here we come. Let's do it.
Yeah.
One time.
Brisbane, I know you're listening.
Wait a second. Did we give him advice? I guess. I think you should just be like,
well,
fuck it.
Not advice, but what would you do if you were him?
If I were him.
Bringing it back to the title.
He can't
of the
even look these people in the face. He's that upset.
Yeah.
I think he. I
Are
think,
you extrapolating that, or does he say that?
I think he, like, he's saying, I wanna. His first two choices are telling them to fuck themselves, and then, or just like silently vanishing, which sounds like the saddest thing in the world. I don't want him to do that one.
Where did Finn Stanley go? I don't know.
I think he just
left my phone with him one day, and then the next he left forever.
Why didn't you want her phone back? That's what's so weird.
She wanted him.
She wanted him. It was planted. I really think if he's this, I don't know.
He walked into a hurricane, jumped up, and we never saw him again.
He's so upset. I think he should just be like, I saw everything you guys said about me. That's right. I went, like, you went through my phone.
Oh, that's so pathetic.
You're goddamn right I did.
Or should I say, you goddamn right I thin. That's right. I read the part about my wafer's frame, and frankly, I didn't appreciate it. And you also said stuff about that.
What are you
saying,
Sammy?
Your thin character is just tired.
I can't
tired.
Hear you. Your voice is so faint because your neck is so tiny.
Your lungs are just
bumps where
out.
His organs are.
I can see his little heart beating.
My paper heart is broken for you.
This is now a Taylor Swift song.
My paper heart is broken for you. Give me a pen.
No.
No.
I have to do my math.
How does my... Wait, does she say my paper heart?
No.
Is that not a thing?
No.
My paper heart?
Uh-uh.
My paper heart? That's a pretty... You know how to sing,
no
right?
No matter how many times you say
how
it.
How does it go? You know how to sing, don't you? Would you please... My paper heart is broken for you.
What's happening?
I want you to sing.
Is he okay? I can sing in private in our free time.
All right, fine.
Math and singing.
My paper heart is broken. Torn. Oh, that's...
Because it's paper.
All right, so it'd be like... My paper heart is torn for you.
That's good.
That's really good. Right?
It's perfect.
My paper heart is torn.
Find me up here. Can you find me up here? My paper heart.
I
don't even like.
It's about her and like
I can't even sing a single note. If I just sang and if I was like, is that?
Can you tell
you know,
that's
like,
bad?
A note.
That?
You're singing a note.
It's definitely a note. We just don't know which one.
So everything's a note.
Everything's a note.
Yeah, sing it again.
So
can we talk from that that he's a bad singer?
No.
Really?
You can't tell unless he's like trying to emulate a song.
No, if you sang, well.
Or yeah, if I sang like something. A second note that didn't go with that one.
You'd have to sing something I know. Otherwise, okay. You're just writing a
what's
song.
What's your favorite song?
Are these real questions? Are you guys new to the
how
world?
Does music work? What's your favorite song? And I'll sing it right
my
now.
My favorite song is Happy Birthday. No, I'm kidding. It's not, but I want you to sing it.
No, I can't sing Happy Birthday. Give me anything.
It's the hardest
else.
Song to
it
sing.
It really is.
Sing A Whole New World.
Okay.
Start low. Mm-hmm. Just trust me.
Oh, that's good. I have another music question for you.
Not that very way.
Oh. All right, Jasmine, This one's for you.
Oh, Jesus.
I can show you the world.
You started too low.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Oh, fuck.
That was that's pretty good. No, you're hitting all the right notes. Really? You're not tone deaf.
Shining, shimmering.
Can I do it now and right, then you say go. If it's yeah. better or worse and then how you would quantify it? So sure. like, okay, sure. I'll go.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. It's not
perfect.
Like, it's so, not fair because he heard me do it.
It's not soulful.
But what's
you're like more, a machine singing. So, you pronounce every together. Consonant.
You're like a machine living. You are a machine.
I'm like
yours
a
was soulful and. A little more wrong.
Really?
But sometimes that's allowed.
But what makes it wronger?
That's okay.
Like, why he was missed mine?
Bob Dylan doesn't have a perfect voice.
Bob Dylan has a terrible voice,
yeah,
but
he's
a genius.
So it's
kind of
cool. Like, that's me. I'm Bob Dylan, and you're like...
You just compared yourself to Bob Dylan, you know that, right?
I didn't compare myself. I really think I am him.
Okay. Different issue entirely. Never mind.
I think I'm King Dylan.
For that.
Okay.
So you could say, like, one person's worse because he didn't hit the exact notes?
Yes.
Oh.
In that case, there are correct notes because it's a song.
Because it's a song. What if we just made up a song?
I can show you. Let me do it again.
Yeah, keep
trying.
Let's
start with a whisper. All right, we have to move on to the next question. Don't we? Shining, shimmer. Now tell me, princess, when did you last let your heart
decide? Okay, now he's bad. But it's only because you didn't know what was coming. You were surprised by the words coming out of your own mouth.
Right? There's a tempo to it.
Yes.
Yeah. So in addition to that.
What are you talking? I can do that.
So it's like when you're like, show me, princess. Now, when did you last let your heart decide?
That wasn't not how I sounded. That's not fair. I don't know the song. All right, I'll do a song that I know. It was Philadelphia, born and raised in the playground, is where I spent most of my days. How? I can't sing it wrong. It's a rap. Most of my days. Let's go to the next.
Eight
question.
Mile. You're up before Eminem at the open mic.
Yeah, all right.
Bouncing. Good luck, Marshall.
Good luck, Mr. Mathers.
You're going to need it.
There's some spaghetti on your sweater already.
Yours is just funfetti cake.
There's funfetti on my sweater already. Mom's funfetti. All right. Oh, this one comes from a lady.
Ooh.
Let's do Nala.
That's pretty good.
That's the hot lion from Lion
King,
right?
She is hot, and yes.
She does grow
she's
up
gorgeous.
To be hot.
We're supposed to want to fuck these creatures? Is that the end game here?
No. Of course not. No.
Obviously.
What?
They're lions. But she is the
would
she is the lion.
But if you fucked her Rafiki, I wouldn't be mad at that.
But it's a cartoon.
So you can be turned on by the lions, the witches.
I mean, you're a fan of hentai, so you're better able to explain this
I used to be
to
into
us.
Cartoon porn.
Really?
I would Google Disney princess porn, yeah. Of course.
No, you do that to them?
You, oh, they're so precious to you.
I don't oh want God. You to think about...
Zoom in on her face right now.
You would do that to them?
I don't want you to think about Elsa getting, like, boned. Oh, well, God.
To be fair, he didn't animate them. He just jerked off to it.
That's worse. The animators get bored. They can do what they have to do.
That's fair.
You have free reign of the entire internet.
I know, and I found me some aerial porn, and it was hot.
Yeah,
shit,
she was up to her gills in...
No, it was when she was a woman.
Well, what's the point? And then she's just a saucy redhead with dad issues.
Oof, God, my favorite.
Oh, God. I'm...
Saucy redhead with daddy issues. All right. Nala. Nala writes... Dearest Jake and Amir, I have recently come across a conundrum, and I would love your advice.
What's the accent?
What is this?
Oh, she's like sort of like a seductive, like, I write to you from, oh gosh, I think of you always, fondly, Nala.
You really want to fuck lions. You want to fuck Nala?
It's clear to me.
Are you describing Nala or the person who's writing in? Whatever.
It's all the same. All
right.
So I just finished my freshman year of college, and I'm currently taking summer classes at a local school. There's a guy in my class that I've become pretty good friends with. We frequently study together late at night, and he lives close to me. Through my creeping, I've discovered that he has a girlfriend, and I think they've been dating for a pretty long time. But the weird part is, he's never said anything about her at all, and he doesn't know that I know about her. He asked me if I wanted to come to his family's vacation home with him for the weekend. Would it be bad if I said yes? I do like him, and he doesn't realize that I know about his girlfriend. I don't know if he wants to cheat on her, or if I'm being friend-zoned, or what. What would you guys do in my situations? Hope to hear from you soon. Love, Nala.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Very weird. Did she reveal in that? I got distracted a lot in the beginning by your voice, so I missed some stuff.
Mm-hmm. We both really hated it.
Did she reveal? I just was turned on. And then I had to suppress it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did she reveal how she found out about this supposed
girlfriend? Said through stalking, so maybe Facebook. Or Instagram. There's only three ways to stalk, and it's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
That's not totally
Or just
true.
In person and in real life.
Binoculars.
Yeah. Oh, binoculars.com. Mm-hmm. The app that sort of seeks out Instagram, Twitter, and
yeah,
into one stalkerish feed.
I think, do you remember when you and your mate broke up?
Yeah.
And you were just getting back into the dating scene, but like, if anybody added you on Facebook, your last like 3 years of pictures were all with...
Oh, so you want to give this guy a benefit of the doubt? Well, like, maybe he's not. It's not my girlfriend.
It's a possibility. I think this girl should point blank ask him because it sounds like, you know, it's a little ambiguous. She should be like, "Do you have a girlfriend?" And then that way,
what's the answer other than no?
Yes.
Well, but here's
what I mean. He's not going to say yes.
Oh,
he's got a good thing going with this girl. He's never mentioned the girlfriend before.
Maybe they're both doing that thing where it never came up, but they both secretly know about it and they don't want it to come up.
But I think it's got to come up because that way he could be like, yes, I do, but I don't know. We're on the rocks and I like you and like I don't know if you like me. And then she's like, I do. And then he's like, I'm going to break up with my girlfriend. And
so you think she should bring it up?
I think she's got to air it out. I think like it's going to set the course of the future if you guys have like – it's a talk about – it's something innocuous. It's just about his girlfriend or whatever. But it's like it's an easy way of easing in to – what are we? What is this relationship?
But is it her responsibility to dig deep and know about the girlfriend? Isn't it this guy?
No, it's his response. If he has a girlfriend, he has to tell her.
But now that she sort of thinks about it, is her...
He's not going to tell her.
So
he's getting the best of both worlds. He's living like a king.
But isn't she also? Because she gets to be with him. If she brings it up, maybe he'll be like, yeah, I do have a girlfriend. I'm
then she's been with a guy who has another girlfriend. So get out of that.
Mm-hmm. Is that just as bad as the boy cheating?
No, what do it's you worse mean? For him.
If you know that a guy has a girlfriend and you sleep with him, is that just as bad as the guy that has another girlfriend?
Of course not.
No, but by a hair. Although it hasn't been confirmed that she is the
mistress.
Oh, I'm
just talking about hypothetical. So like sleeping with someone without a boyfriend is a zero. Sleeping with someone who and you do have a girlfriend, that's 100 on a bad scale.
Yeah.
What would you say, if I slept with a girl that had a boyfriend, where would you put that zero?
It's 50.
Oh, exactly in the middle?
Yeah.
So it's like half as bad.
Because it's...
Stop doing math, dude. I'm fucking
81.25. Oh my God.
Holy shit.
This is a Dan Brown.
This episode's called 81.25, right?
Actually, it is episode 80, like 3 or 4, so we're very close.
It's cool.
Episode 84, 81.25. would you say it's also half as bad or not bad at all or pretty bad?
I think it's pretty bad, but I also think that like... You sort of have a responsibility to yourself in that situation. Like, will I feel bad doing this? I'm like potentially causing damage to a relationship, hurting somebody. But then that guy theoretically has somebody that he loves that he's responsible for. And he's hurting three times as many people. And she's hurting. He's hurting two people.
Oh, no, you're trying to do math. Oh, God, your fuck. Nose is bleeding.
She's hurting two people. He's hurting...
Not including Carrie DeWan. Oh, fuck me.
But isn't that what it comes down to? That dude is... If he cheats, he hurts his girlfriend, and he hurts this girl. If she cheats, she only hurts this girl, who she doesn't actually know.
Oh, so he's hurting twice as many people.
Yes.
He's also fucking twice as many people.
He's a pimp. That goes beyond all doubt. The dude's a fucking hardcore pimp. I'll pound it. If you mean it, though. You've got to mean it.
We know he doesn't.
Is this a sarcastic pound? Like, I said something kind of douchey and you're going to pound me? And it's like a wink to Allison, like, hey, you saw that? Jake thought I agreed with him. Like, I'll look through your phones later and you'll be, hey, when I'll take it. I'll still take the pound.
We
buddy.
Reminisce a lot. That's our relationship.
Jake's so thin.
Yeah. That's the worst part of all.
I'm embarrassed to be associated with flimsy frame.
She's like, how did you unlock my phone? It knew there was a finger dragging across the screen. It's like a tiny little nail.
It's a king of screen.
This guy.
Should she go on vacation?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, I would want to go. I'm just a curious person, so I would want to ask all of the questions on vacation.
Oh, you say go on vacation and then bring up the girlfriend? Like, oh, by man, the way, do you have a girlfriend?
It comes up on end. Friday evening, and no. Then Saturday and Sunday, you're just like, that was...
See what the vibe is like on the vacation.
At dinner. Yeah.
But you don't want to be asking that, like... But you don't... She just want to get herself into a situation where they're, like, on a walk around a lake, and he leans in to kiss her, and then she has to be like, wait, do you have a girlfriend? I need to know. She should find out now.
Right, you're right. She should find out before.
And then she could plan accordingly. If it's like, I do have a girlfriend, but I just, like, really like spending time with you. I think you're cool. And then she's in the friend zone or whatever. Then she can plan for this trip as a friend. She can bring, like, a more comfortable bathing suit.
One if I land, two if I bikini.
Yeah,
whoa! I almost fell backwards. Continue.
You were cool about it, though.
Very chill. And I just think that she should find out now so she can...
She can buy high-waisted pants, yeah. A one-piece bathing suit.
It seems like it's stressing her out. So right. This is, at the very least, it'll de-stress her.
Exactly.
It's a de-stressing.
It's a de-stress.
And cool. That's that.
There we go.
How are we doing on time?
Probably long.
When do you have to get out of here? Do you have to get out of here?
I don't really. I mean, no.
Another question. Oh, this is the one you wanted to read, Jake.
Oh, right. Just because it's long and I practiced it.
Okay.
Just for that reason.
This one's from a British person.
It's from a British person?
Is there a British Disneyman?
Of course.
Great question.
Is Prince Charming the actual name of the prince in Cinderella?
I thought it was Sleep. Yeah, you're right. It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
His name is Prince Charming?
I think so.
Charming is an actual last name, I think.
Is right? It?
Yeah.
Well, Darling is the name in Peter Pan.
Right? Yeah, Darling is... Well, I don't know if that's real or if it's just really from Peter Pan, actually.
No, that's real. Charming that's real. Is really from Cinderella.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to say Prince Charming?
Okay, yeah.
British?
Prince Charming could be British. I'm trying to think of a more British...
More British.
And don't... Wait. Gaston kind of speaks in an English accent.
Isn't he French?
They're all French, but they use weird accents. Oh, Lumiere.
Lumiere.
Is French. Cogsworth is...
Cogsworth. Cogsworth. Perfect.
Cogsworth is definitely British. No, is he? God damn it. That's really stressful.
Just Allison typing into her phone, is Cogsworth British? Help. It's the 19th time she's looked it up in the last year.
It just says for the last time, yes.
What just use Cogsworth because it's such a good name.
What? Yeah, you're right. This one comes to us from Cogsworth. This is a long one. Buckle up. I am an 18-year-old male in London. I'd like to be called Cogsworth, if that's cool. Anyway, about 3.5 years ago, my friend got a girlfriend. Let's call him Richard, not his real name. Feel free to shorten it to Dick. I messaged this girl once, and we really hit it off and talked all night. I fell for her. Totally practiced this.
You practiced this?
I fell for her, and she fell for me. This much was obvious. We both really liked each other, but obviously, this guy being a friend I'd known since I was 3 years old, I knew I couldn't do this. So she said she'd leave him for me. I felt horrible for doing this, but they hadn't been together for that long, so I thought it might be okay. I really felt bad, and at this point, I understand I seem like the bad guy. The first bump came when she didn't dump him, and that hurt. But me and her got together and didn't tell my friend. We were so happy together, and eventually the love stage happened and really loved each other.
Love.
We did everything together, and I thought I'd found my one. And to a degree, I still feel this. So 2.5 years went by, and we were getting on so well, but I didn't tell my best friend. One night I called him and told him when I was drunk. I should have told him before, but I didn't. I know I heard him, but I thought nothing of it. Skip to about half a year later, I'm sitting in the basement with my other friend, let's call him Bill S. Preston Esquire, and he tells me that Dick has had sex with my girlfriend. My head spins. but I sent my girlfriend down, and it turns out it's true. This fucking snake slept with my girlfriend. She broke my heart, and it honestly hurts so much. I don't want to sound like a pussy, but it did. She has sworn she wouldn't cheat on me, but she did. Now she calls me every night crying, telling me she wants me back. I want to take her back because I still love her. She is special, the kind of girl you look for your whole life. This situation is convoluted and complex, but I want to know. Would I be a complete pussy to take her back? Would I ever be able to trust her again?
Oh my god.
Is she still dating the first guy?
I tried to decipher this message for a long time.
This is the law. This is like,
it's like, I stole your girlfriend, and then I got mad when I realized she slept with you, and I called you a snake for sleeping with your girlfriend that I tried to steal.
For some reason. So I'm sitting in the basement.
My head spins.
He paints such a picture. What I don't understand is, like, they did everything together?
For 2.5 years?
Where was her boyfriend?
She's probably fucking her, that snake oil salesman.
So it's his friend's girlfriend that he did everything with for 2.5 years.
I thought
they
were broken up. Were they not?
They were still together.
He said the first bump came when they didn't break up.
The first bump, that's the only bump. They didn't break up.
That's not a bump. That's like Mount Everest. How do you ever clear that?
2.5 years.
He just went right on dating her.
Yeah. Also, he's 18, so what? This all started when they were 15 years
scenario.
Old.
Maybe that's like what it is. It's like the high school thing where it's like, oh, we're together, but we're also together.
The love phase, too.
Yeah,
the love phase. Happened. I assure
that
you.
That happened.
She spent your whole life looking for her, so I guess
thinks she's the one.
He still thinks she's the one.
Let's save you some time. She's not the one.
Boom.
She's broken.
Oh shit.
She's been
soiled, stained by your snake friend.
She's broken deeper than that.
Yes.
What's deeper than
that? She's dealing with some self-esteem issues and
just like sleeping with you. This happened to me in high school. There was like a girl that me and my friend both were with, and it was,
wow, what do you mean both at the same time?
Well, she actually, I don't know if I should talk about this.
Things got real.
Too real.
Does anybody not have self-esteem issues in high school? Who's like in high school being like, you know, I'm confident with who I am. I'm 15 and I get my place in life. I'm just totally well-adjusted as a 14,
middle-aged man who's also 15.
I'm well-traveled, educated, learned, and I feel comfortable in my own body and my own skin.
I like all my friends. Yeah. I get all the girls I want.
All my friends are great.
My skin isn't greasy. I'm not tall in some areas and short in others.
I'm not wafer thin. You're doing it too.
I don't know. Well, what I mean is that she's using these boys to fill an emptiness that can't be filled by anyone.
She likes being chased by these two guys. She likes people fighting over
But she's not thinking about them as human beings, which is so disrespectful, because if she were, she wouldn't be treating them this way.
Well, she was 15 at the time. You don't know how to...
No, she's 18 and a half.
Because I still do it. So it's good to break this behavior early, if you can.
Yeah, but would you say you act like a 15-year-old when you do it?
Yes.
Yeah. So that is the adequate age that it does happen.
I think I'm like, oh yeah, that's true.
Have you ever been in that situation before? Two dudes? Two friends pining after you?
Yeah, I've been dating two friends. Not simultaneously.
Yeah.
But when you're in college and stuff, people know each other.
Right. Does it make you feel good when like guys are jealous about you and they're like, oh, I like Allison. I don't want you to like Allison.
I'm not usually privy to that information.
But like you can tell as a girl, can't you?
Not always. No, I don't think so.
Like it turns me on when somebody's jealous of someone else that's talking to me.
I used to think I wanted boyfriends that were always jealous, like would come over and be like, hey, stop talking to my girl. Like I just thought I liked that. Wow, and it turns out I really don't.
That's disgusting. I wouldn't like that, like possessive jealousy.
Yeah. So,
but I like.
What do you like?
I would like if somebody was just like.
Just like in general, what do you like?
What do you?
What are you into? Just
I can show you the world.
Dee, dee, dee.
Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
I can open your eyes.
Cutting her off. Not right now.
take you.
One would by wonder.
Oh my god, I'm in love with you. I'm taking my engagement ring just flew off my finger. I'm of its own volition.
It has that effect. I blow a kiss and the wind blows engagement
rings
away.
It's shining, shimmering, and splendid. The kiss is your Joey. How you doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How you doing? Joey loved sandwiches. He was always eating.
Yeah.
He cared almost about food as much as he did about ladies.
Yeah,
maybe even more.
It's funny because he was a womanizer on that show, but he was very he never seemed like skeezy. And he wasn't necessarily even more attractive than Chandler or Ross.
He was definitely more attractive than Chandler.
Was he?
Depends on what season. Yeah, oh yeah, Chandler fluctuated like cray.
Yeah,
Ross was real steady.
Ross was very handsome at the end.
He's still rock steady. David Schwimmer?
Killing it.
I'm serious, dude. He can
That's
get
what
it.
You like?
David Schwimmer's as hot as Nala to me.
I swear. He's got a Schwimmer's bod.
What are we telling this kid to do?
Asking you what kind of jealousy you like, which I'm kind of curious to hear.
I would like somebody grabbing. I had a girlfriend once that was like, you better not follow anyone you've ever had sex with on Instagram. And I was like, I didn't like that. That was like too.
That's a rule.
It was like in your face jealousy. But I would like if somebody came up to me and they're like, oh, I saw you talking to that girl. It made me jealous. Like that kind of
thing. Oh, really?
Just like a cute thing. Like it made me jealous. Not like I'm jealous, don't talk to that girl. But just like I felt jealous when you were talking to that person. Because everybody feels do you never ever feel jealous?
You're probably really pragmatic about it.
Yeah, in my brain it's like, oh, you can talk to my girlfriend because odds are she's not gonna want to be with you. She's with me, and if she does want to be with you, then you get her, and I don't.
How about dating an actress who has simulated sex with people?
That I never had
for
to
their
deal
job.
With. Yeah,
I wouldn't like that at all.
You wouldn't?
No, well, especially because
you wouldn't love that.
people end up, people who play love interests on shows and movies often end up dating each other.
Right. Not long term. It doesn't. Right. It rarely lasts.
But of course, but just the fact that it does happen, if I was dating an actor and she was doing a scene where she had to a movie where she had to be in love with some dude and they were going to live in a tropical location to shoot for 3 months.
This is really specific.
I would be this sucks because you're probably gonna break up with
well,
me.
Or
you're
not necessarily.
Feelings.
Right.
There's a chemistry.
Like a set crush or something?
I don't know. I mean, I've never done the movie version of it, but on our show, it's not an issue because we all know each other so well beforehand.
TV might be, I think I would, yeah, if I was dating an actor that was on a TV show, I'd feel slightly more comfortable.
Yeah, because you'd be fucking dating a TV star.
Hell yeah. The new movie star.
That's what's up.
I've read that, actually. Really? I've read that. Yeah, TV is the new movies.
In a magazine or a newspaper?
Cool. Well, it wasn't even.
Magazine
it wasn't
and, like,
even
the newspaper.
Netflix is really on point lately.
Yeah, do you watch
Orange Blue? Is the New Black?
Orange Google is running shit.
That's what I say. Orange, did you hear that?
When House of Lards.
Oh, yeah. Because nice. It's so fat.
It's so fat. Yeah, it's bountiful.
Uh-huh.
And, wait, what was I just gonna say? Oh, it's different. I feel on movies, you're isolated. You're in one location together for a sustained amount of time.
Yeah, movies are like a camp. We just did a 2-day shoot, and that was just 2 days. But everyone was friendly. By
12-hour days. Yeah,
fell in love with
so
multiple
much love
people
for everybody that we were working with.
Imagine doing that for a month and a half. That's your family. And then you get very close and bonded and connected.
Right, and you also feel disconnected from whoever's back home waiting for you because they're not having those same experiences.
Well, there's a certain amount of discipline involved. And this isn't any situation, even if you have a really immersive work environment or if you go off to college or something like that, you have to make an effort to include the people that aren't immediately there in that experience if they care about it and to be invested in their own experience. When you go on a movie that, what you're supposed to do is go home every weekend, be in touch with your significant other or your family, keep 1 foot out and 1 foot in.
Right. Interesting.
Because you lose perspective otherwise.
What's a more general, it not in movies or TV, what's a...
Your whole audience isn't in movies and TV?
Yeah, yeah.
I tried. I was when you're in college.
Yeah, some of them are only in
theater. Yeah, she did college.
Oh yeah, okay. Oh, yeah,
but though in college you wouldn't necessarily want to be like coming home every
weekend. But this is a good example. If you're in a play, like a high school play, I used to like weep when the plays were over because I wouldn't have. They were my family, and like I hadn't talked to anyone not in the play for months or whatever.
Even though you still just go to school,
I go to school with them. So I'm like, you're dead to
me. See, in history,
we used to do reunions for plays
at school. At school, where everyone went to that.
School. Where everyone was around each other anyway. But it's like a family. I totally relate to it. It's just you have to continue living your life with as much investment. This was our break, I guess.
Oh yeah, you're really good at this. You know, you get the ebbs and flows, the cadence and the rhythm of the podcast. It is time for the break. Do we have anything to talk about specifically? Do you have anything that's happened since the last time you were on the show?
What's Gucci?
Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask. Like, what's Gucci with you?
What's Gucci with me?
What's Gucci?
Wait.
What?
And then the kiss thing?
I just vomit.
Whoa. Never seen that reaction. My eyes start bleeding.
You don't have to say anything you're not comfortable with.
I won't. Thank you, though. I got engaged. That's a thing.
That's boring. What else?
No, that's so Gucci.
Did you buy a car?
It is Gucci.
That's dope. That's cool. Yep. Are you excited?
That happened. Yeah.
You said yes, right?
Nah. Yeah, I said yes.
That's cool.
Have you said yes to the dress yet, though?
No.
Let's talk about it, girlfriend.
I haven't even started that.
Let me see the rock. Let me see that rock.
I can't. Okay. I don't speak that language.
Talking about getting a dog this weekend.
I want a dog. Talk about that? I talk about getting a dog every weekend. It's the sad truth.
Really?
I would want a dog so badly.
It's so funny because that would be one of the worst things that it would have ever happened to me.
If somebody gave me a dog, my life would be over.
What?
Yeah. That would be one of the worst days of my life.
Literally.
It'd be like,
I've never understood anything less. I consider myself a pretty
This is what a dog is to me.
Person.
Someone's like, oh, here you go. Here's responsibility for 15 years.
No.
You have to be at home every 12 hours forever.
Unconditional love.
Congratulations. You have to go
a dog.
Every six hours, you have to feed it or it'll die. But you know what? At the very least, you can touch it.
Why are you holding it by the scruff of its neck?
This is the pros of having a dog. I'm doing it right now.
No,
you get
you're
to
not.
Touch something soft. Okay, that's
you don't
the pros.
Get it.
And then the cons are feeding, nurturing, picking up its shit, piss, being at home.
What's a con about nurturing?
A nurturing?
There's a con. Oh, I don't want to nurture anything.
It's a time
You're a
and
douchebag.
Money. It's a time and money.
Fuck you, man. I nurture you all the time.
And I ate it.
He breastfeed you.
I do.
God
you have
it.
To be at home every 12 hours until the dog dies.
Or she pays somebody to
or
be
you,
there.
Or you have to
or
pay
her,
somebody to
or
be there.
Or I have
or
it with
her
me.
Or fiance can walk the dog.
Somebody
whoever that is.
A human needs... You bought a thing that a human needs to be with every 12 hours until it dies.
True? He says I'm paying for it.
Boom, baby. What's
you can
good?
Do that?
Sort of.
So unlikely.
I can do it too.
How many lips have you packed
one,
in your
two,
life?
Two, three. Do it.
No. I just saw your armpit for like 10 seconds.
This is the new singing.
So what's good about a dog?
It's unconditional love.
Okay.
And it teaches you, it teaches you responsibility. And also, it teaches you how to read something that can't talk to you.
So it's like a homework.
Baby.
So it's like a homework.
Don't
it's like, it's not
children?
Good while it's happening, but when it's dead, you're like, oh, at least I survived the
test. Can I give you some advice?
Test.
When you do
this is
someday
not the forum for that.
Propose to someone. it's not. I know this is not the place for advice.
Yeah, yeah.
When you do propose to someone, do not say any of the things you just said.
Yeah. Well, this is like, the kind of things that I can
having
say.
Having something I needed to feed and care for would be the worst thing of my
until
life.
Until it dies.
One of my favorite things about being single is being able to speak my mind unfiltered, because I wouldn't say any of that stuff if I were in a relationship.
I mean, ideally
like
you'd find someone who loves you for saying those things. That's the perfect world, and who shares those opinions, or at least finds yours whimsical and doesn't take them seriously.
I love you for all of that.
Yeah?
So good luck finding somebody who's going to love you more than me.
Oh, God.
Sorry, dude. We're out of luck.
You're
we
maxed
found
out.
Our soulmates.
You found him.
We found our soulmates, and they're each other. We'll
oh,
be
no.
alone forever. Come here.
And I'm going to get a dog.
Oh, God.
So why haven't you gotten a dog yet if you want it so badly?
It doesn't work.
With a guy?
It doesn't... why haven't I gotten a dog?
Yeah.
Because you won't let me. Because our landlord told me that I couldn't get a pet.
Uh-huh.
And
any kind of pet? Even like a hermit crab?
You can't have a hermit crab.
I don't know. We had a dog.
You can have a hermit crab.
I have I was thinking about getting a cat recently.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
I don't necessarily want a cat. I just want an animal.
Oh, you know what? Cats won't give
you what you want.
I know.
Why not?
That sounded so weird.
Because they're easier to maintain.
They're just too independent.
Yeah, they don't need the love. I want something that wants affection. Because I want to give affection and I want affection. A cat is sort of like,
Cats are kind of like, whatever. Yeah. I don't need it. They really are.
They make you work for it. That was a
perfect impression of a cat.
That was her being a cat, and it's
true.
That
was my craft at work for you.
That was unfiltered cat.
Yeah.
Human cat.
That is their vibe. I don't know. I don't know what else. What else do I have to report? We're shooting season 4. Spoiler. There's more of the show.
A production spoiler. We're making more.
Yeah. Call time on Monday is...
You heard it here first.
Can
we see the sheet? Come on.
No.
How is this season compared to other seasons, shooting wise?
It's good. It's pretty much the same. It's weird to have like a routine pretty much at this point.
Yeah.
It's every summer.
So this is it.
This is your life now.
Forever.
Are they gonna make this show for as long as
we're alive?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Everyone promised each other.
Well, yeah. Everyone it's like promised a pact. Each other. We'll go from girls to women to old women.
That'd be really cool if they like one day they decided to change the name of the show to Women. That's a cool idea.
Or do we ever become women?
I don't know.
Beautiful.
You should talk to Lana about that.
Lana, interesting. If there was someone named Lana involved with the show,
what's her name?
Lana Dunhama,
the girl with the fucking hair, Rena.
Rena.
Lina. Lina.
Lana.
Lina. You accidentally said her.
Yeah.
Correct name. Right. He broke the bit.
We would love to have Lana on the podcast.
Blan?
Blanche? What's her name?
Her name's Blan Denham.
Oh, yeah. Blan Denham. These are Blan Denham.
I really don't. I don't want you to cuff them so high.
But when you got socky.
Hey, everybody
like
at Reddit, 1,000 strong to get him here to uncuff his jeans.
Don't abuse Reddit that way.
Oh, they always post 100 strong.
You know
strong
how
for
powerful hashtags are, and they end genocide.
Uncuff the jeans. And that's what I'm saying. This is a genocide. It's
Reddit
and your ankle.
Genocide.
Look how long these jeans are. Uncuff them.
Uncuff them. I'll fall for this. This ruse where I smell his foot for 3 seconds.
This is too long.
By your
standards.
Well,
here's what I'll say.
Look at your quad strength. This is so interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I did a spinning class.
Did you really? Why aren't we talking about that?
There's sort of a light.
For another show.
That's a light cuff. Yeah. I would say it's a casual cuff. Like this, that's like, oh man, these are long and I got to throw my sneakers on and I got to walk and get a
coffee. You're giving him
a
different personality
though.
That's cool.
This is like, but this is, my mom got me ready for school.
No, that's in a mirror.
Yeah, isn't this me being me and then this is you being you? I can't have these socks with this. This is like, oh, I don't care about shit. Also, I bought these very specific looking socks.
Well, if you really cared about shit, you'd get your jeans hemmed.
I swear to God, dude. What?
You're doing yourself a disservice. You're doing the denim a disservice.
You learned to sew. You hem your jeans.
Yeah. You hem your jeans. Hem your jeans.
Hem your jeans.
Hem your jeans, Amir. You're having a dream. Hem your dreams, Amir. Hem your dreams. Why are you saying that to me, Mom? Hem your dreams. Hem my dreams?
All right, let's try to answer one more question before another aspect of my
outfitter personality is exposed to more than enough people. All right, last question. Let's get to it. Ready?
Yes.
We need another, one last man's name.
Four hours later.
Literally, it can be Sebastian.
No.
We already did Little Mermaid.
I know. Let's pick one from... Well, there's Sven, the reindeer from Frozen.
Oh, that's really good.
Let's do Sven.
Okay, Sven.
Dear Amir and Jake, a friend of mine told me that the mom of someone we knew had nude pictures of herself put on the internet. It's a pretty awful thing to do to someone, but they were put up by the man she cheated on her husband with. My friend has seen the website. How can I get my friend to give me the link without sounding like a total perv? Thanks, Sven.
Sven. So he wants... His friend has the link of his naked mom.
No. Yeah, friend's naked mom.
Oh, so it's not even his. I thought it was his. I thought he literally needed to ask the guy whose okay. friend it was.
No,
yeah,
it's
I
like
know
it's
she's
like
your
a,
mom.
It's like, oh, I have a link of Rosie's mom naked on the internet, and you're like, oh, and you want to see it, but you don't want to come off as a perv.
What do you? He's the one with
you
the link.
Ask.
He's the perv. He says he's seen him.
He's the perv dealer.
But
he's
he
the purveyor.
He yeah. Oh, very
touch
good.
The sky.
Grace of God, just there.
But he doesn't want to go down to his level. He doesn't want to admit to being a perv.
Oh, he's a perv. Just admit it.
This would be like if I had porn and you wanted to see it.
Yeah, but
wait,
I don't want to be
all
like
a ruse because he is a perv. Just be who you are.
Yeah,
he wants to disguise it. He wants to hide yeah. the pervness.
Be the perv you are.
Be the perv you were born to be. That's a pretty good. Be the perv you were born to be.
It didn't need to be sung, but
so that's a made up song. But you can tell that he's not a good singer.
It sounded fine, actually.
Thank you.
It was beautiful. I recorded it. I've sold it.
But there's
what?
Like
sorry.
No, I'm so happy. I've always wanted to be a singer.
A recorded artist. But even if it's made up, it could still be bad, right? Objectively?
Yes, but I
what
have
is
less
badness?
Of an ability to judge it if it hasn't existed before.
What is the objective bad music?
What do you mean?
Like, oh, these notes are not good together.
Dissonance can be good, though. So there's kind of no
so
way.
So there's no, it's all subjective.
It's all about energy. Like, I'm not a great singer, but I have, like, this raw sexual energy.
No.
That's
no.
sort of like hot. I'm talking.
No, just no. I know. I feel like. I don't know. I think being sharp or flat is what's bad.
I thought you were talking about the questions when you said that.
No, I don't give a shit about the situation. I think
we already told
pervert.
Him you should just ask his friend.
Yeah,
for
just
the
ask your friend or Google around for it. Like,
how do you
be
Google
resourceful.
That? My friend's no. hot mom is literally a porn site that exists already.
Is it?
Sure, it is.
Yeah.
My friend's hot mom.
My friend's hot mom.
Oh,
and it's
come
all
on.
Like,
of course it is.
Yeah, it's like these guys will go over to their friend's house. They're like, oh, hey, Mrs. Callahan, I'm just finishing up mowing the yard. And she's like, oh, you and Bobby have been spending a lot of time together lately. You guys are getting really close. Like,
which
yeah.
turns me on.
And then she like will bend over and clean the stove. And he's like, and she's like, did you just look at my ass?
The
and
scene you're describing
like, no,
is undoing feminism.
Really?
Like a sweater.
Thank God someone had to do it.
Thank God you're cleaning the stove, woman.
Well, these women are very empowered because they come on to the men and the men are like, excuse me,
the
no,
boys.
I don't want to. Yeah, the boys. Well, they're usually like.
Yeah.
They're definitely not real little boys, but. I don't know.
Why
it's
do
a hot. It's a hot.
It's a hot theme.
It's a hot site.
It's called MILF porn, right?
Yeah, MILF porn's a huge thing.
Why do porn sites have stories and themes? Like, can't you? Can't it just
I'll
be
like,
the fucking?
I'll watch the
like,
stories.
I don't think a single girl I know, although I could be wrong, would be able to be dropped into the middle of a porn and get off to it.
I couldn't do that either. I need some context.
Oh. Just like hit play and there's sex happening. Like, what's interesting?
Don't you just
that?
Fast forward to that part anyway?
I'll like bounce around, but
boys
I like
do, typically
like...
the tabs thing is crazy.
Oh yeah, tabs
the
are
tabs thing
that boys watch porn with multiple tabs.
Oh, did we talk about this last time?
Yeah, I feel like it's come up before. I'm still trying to process it.
So when girls watch porn, they watch one thing all the way through with the story. They want it like the backstory,
or even just the first half.
Do porn? Do the videos have a first half?
I watch the story. I like some context.
What do you mean?
Like, I like to see it's a Girl Scout.
He looks at a family tree.
There's, yeah. I'll do some research on the porn stars themselves, too.
Oh, you want to know, like, backstory, behind-the-scenes shit.
I'll follow a porn star on Twitter just to, like, see what's good.
Here's the question. Will you rewatch videos?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
I'll just be, like, sitting in my room, and I'll think about a porn video that I want to watch and jerk off to. I'll be like, oh, I haven't seen...
You can conjure it?
I don't think there's enough porn on yeah. the internet for Jake to have seen this much hours and not repeat.
That's probably true. But sometimes I'll be like today I was like, oh, I want to masturbate to Isis Taylor. So I...
Isis Taylor?
Yeah, she's like has like a really big ass. And it's
beautiful. Serena, for a second I thought you were talking about the like Islamic extremist group that's taking over Iraq.
That's ISIS. What? What's happening?
Nothing. Never mind. Don't worry about it.
There's,
just keep jerking off. Stay where you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay beautiful.
So Isis Taylor is like really cute. And
what was that about Iraq though? Like that shit.
That actually makes me a little nervous. This whole Iraq shit.
Don't worry. You live very far from it.
All right.
Do I? You promise though?
Where's Iraq at?
I don't
have time to look at a map.
I'm too busy.
I would Google map, but all my... my lock screen is Isis Taylor, and every time I go to unlock my phone, it sort of just distract. There she is.
Shit.
I have to go.
Get off to it. I'll look up the Iraq shit later or not. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
I have a question that will pertain to a lot of the younger, I think, your audience in general. Okay. For boys in high school, is the day just a long waiting period until you can masturbate? Is the school day?
I think for someone like Jake, it might have been. But for me, it wasn't really part of my purview.
Perv. It's a good word.
I have another question for you. When you're masturbating, I know you go to like RedTube. Is RedTube
you do?
Your
you
site?
Porn yeah, I for go to free?
Like just giant aggregators. I'm very like, what's like, this, non-specific.
A giant, any one, or do you go to RedTube?
either RedTube or...
YouPorn?
Yeah, YouPorn.
YouPorn's okay, but they clip all the movies. Like all those things that you'll see, like an 8-minute clip, those are 42-minute movies.
I don't need more than 2 minutes. I don't need 8, and you're I definitely don't need 42.
The shadow of a bosom.
So you'll go to RedTube, look at the thumbnails, see this girl looks attractive, and then you'll
I won't even click. Yeah, I don't even click on the video. I just see the thumbnail. You know how they
do
like,
masturbate?
That was
Giancarlo's or John and Giancarlo's joke. Was that one of your guys' jokes?
What was it?
Oh yeah, John and Giancarlo are in the room. By the way, shoot each other for a second.
He's like, I'm framed up and uncomfortable. I don't want to move.
It was like, how do you masturbate to porn? Like, with as soon as I see a thumbnail, what is it? Can you say it? I'll repeat it. Do you remember what it is?
It was a tweet from like 2 years ago.
He fake looks it up and knows it. Memorized.
This was his tweet from 2 years
he
ago.
He paid me $200.
He's framed
up
on one of your nostrils.
It's been built up.
But it's all so funny. Like, how do you guys jerk off to whole videos? I've never been able to make it past the thumbnail. Yeah. Something along those lines. It's so funny.
Yes, I don't need. I would never watch 42 minutes of porn.
I wouldn't watch 42 minutes, but I liked the part where the girl's ass is out. So I like to fast forward to that, and I would love like.
What do you mean the part where the girl's ass is out?
Doggy style or reverse cowgirl?
I can't believe you pretended to know what he was talking about just then.
If I get like a good enough view of the ass, that's what I care about the most.
Oh,
so,
you're a buttman.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, I am a buttman.
Yes, I am a buttman.
This is my son.
I like all of it. I like every part of a woman. The butt, the boobs. Not so crazy about the vagina or the boobs, really. It's mostly butt. But everyone's beautiful.
I'm an ass man. I'm a family man, too.
I'm an oil man.
I'm an ass man.
What were you saying? What was your question?
As long as you get to the butt.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying, like, 2 minutes of butt, because if I'm watching one of those 8-minute clips, then it's only going to be, like, 15 seconds of butt, and that's not enough for me to nut.
Yeah.
I gotta have a lot of butt if I'm going to nut.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I know what you're saying.
So you don't, you will just click on one video, watch it, masturbate, and you're done in, like, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah,
so
I would say that's
start
average.
To, you'll, like, okay, I want to masturbate today, and then 10 minutes after that, you'll be, like, getting your clothes on.
I'll be on the 405. Are you singing Iggy Azalea's
still masturbating?
I have to start at home and finish in between the 101 and the 10 freeway.
Listening to Happy,
yeah.
Happy. You're just like bobbing along in your car seat. Like.
Smash along if you feel like
happiness
oh.
is
true. Oh.
I'm happy. I'm happy. I guess we should end there. That's a funny visual.
Feels
masturbating
feels
to
honest
on the 405.
To me.
I think it's real.
Thank you for coming back.
Yeah, we
thank
appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I hope we help these people. I always worry that we don't.
We never do.
That's very sweet
you
of you.
You give some good advice.
You listen to the show. We never do. But at the very
how
least.
How many follow-up pup emails do you guys get?
Very little.
Oh,
really?
We should start searching for those, though.
I'm nervous that they come in and you guys don't see them.
Yeah.
Guys, put follow-up pup in your subject line. Is that a good idea?
That's a good idea.
She's yeah, you got it.
I'm just nervous.
Because then we can search for him.
As a fan, I really yearn for the conclusion.
If we did answer your question on the show,
email us. Our advice. Email us with the subject, follow-up pup.
I can show you the world. Oh, we never actually said anything like you can email us as well as ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Correct.
We're also still accepting theme song submissions. The first one was from Brett Fields, the same guy that did the last opening theme song, I think. And this closing one is from somebody named, he has a very normal name, and it's Jonathan Gould.
Cool. Yes, indeed.
So thanks again, Allison, for coming by.
Thanks for having me back.
When does Girls Season 4 debut?
Probably January.
That's how it goes, right?
Shoot the summer, release in the winter.
Classic, dude.
Anyone with any
game. I mean, we get it. We're in the TV space. Yeah. We do mostly digital stuff, like
all
online.
Digital stuff.
Yeah.
Only digital.
Are your glasses stuff. Fake?
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We will be back next Monday with a whole new episode. Later, guys.
For a friend. Dying to know. For a friend. Are your glasses fake?
Okay. Okay, yo. See, I hate to admit it. I got a problem. Stuck with these thoughts. I can't seem to stop them. Truth is, I'm afraid to ask. Ask my mom and dad, wait, what's this podcast? It's Jake and Amir, it's If I Were You. You show where two Jews make fun of you. You. But joke after joke, they get to the advice. It's so good, you'll probably fucking play it twice. Stop bitching, these dudes have the remedy to aid you, or even help you see the cheese. So please, turn this shit up. We get it, your life's tough, but it's all messed up. Stop. This'll be the only thing you need in your life. Like a laugh or two, and some tea. Decent advice. Grab a beer, sit and cheer. Jake and Amir, advice is right here.